This community update was brought to you by Uradio. The Manitoba government will undergo a pilot project to translate the Hansard, the official transcript of government proceedings and debate, into the 7 Indigenous languages used in Manitoba. The translation from the French and English legislation will begin with Anishinaabe Mohan, also known as
Ojibwe.
However, a fluent Anishinaabe Mohan speaker is hesitant about the project's intentions. Robert Maitwe-Ashing, who has worked to preserve his Anishinaabe culture and language, said time will tell if the government is serious about this endeavor.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm cynical when it comes to anything with the government, simply because of the history we've had with the government, okay? I don't trust them as far as you can throw them. To me, again, it's all about optics, about appearing to do something about saving Indigenous language, because they are ultimately responsible as to the demise of our languages to begin with.
Premier Wab Kanu announced the project on National Indigenous Languages Day. He stated that this initiative would generate significant Indigenous language text, aiding in language learners, teachers, and artificial intelligence researchers in preserving and revitalizing these languages. He added, language experts would work together to create accurate translations, which could include coining new words and phrases. Maitwe-Ashing believes this could be a significant hurdle due to the complexity of translating Indigenous languages into written form.
There is not a common dictionary when it comes to our language, so there's different dialects and all this other stuff that are all involved, and when you're writing something down, which dialect do you use? Some are very lengthy. A word can be lengthy, or because of colonization, it's been bastardized and shortened to the point where a lot of it is slang now.
The Manitoba government's plan includes hiring 2 Indigenous translators as a start for the project. However, Maitwe-Ashing warned of the challenges these translators will face. He said language is deeply tied to worldview, and if translators primarily think in English, their translations might not reflect authentic Indigenous perspectives.
When you think, what language do you think in? What language do you dream in? Because that'll have a direct bearing and relation as to how you see the world around you. So if you have translators out there where English might be their first language, they're going to think, when they think of things or see the world around them, they're going to be coming at it from a colonial perspective. So by doing that, they're also going to miss a lot when it comes into those translations. That has been my experience.
Despite his skepticism, Maitwe-Ashing acknowledged that some individuals within the government might genuinely want to create change. However, he remains doubtful about the long-term commitment. Its policy and initiatives often change with governments after elections.
Right now it's the NDP government. Well, this province has a history going back and forth between NDP and PCs. So what happens in the future when the PCs get back in? Are they going to honor those very same agreements?
The government will develop the Anishinaabe Mohan translation this spring, and after what Premier Wab Kanu said will be a successful pilot, continue with the languages of the Dakota, Cree, Anishinaabe, Métis, Inuit, and Dene peoples. U Multicultural contacted the Legislative Assembly of Manitoba for comment, but did not receive a response. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.